How was your blind date?
You should know you were there. I even had to drag you out with a hook. Maybe we should move on from that.
Yeah, sure.
Should we bring someone in?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. Let's see, who do we have? All right, this one looks intriguing. Hello there.
Hi. This is new setting. Where am I?
You are in the realm of forgotten memories and dreams.
I see.
Do not worry. We're not going to eat you.
Okay, that's definitely reassuring. I suppose I should introduce myself. My name's Brayola, Brayola Goldshade. Who are you?
We are the Delegation of Dreamers.
I'm Aefrim.
And I'm Ashura.
Pleasure to meet both of you. So, how can I be of assistance, I suppose?
We just tend to bring people in and talk to them, get to know their stories, and jot them down, make sure that they don't get forgotten.
I see. So, in that case, what would you like to know?
Well, normally we like to start from the beginning. Can you tell us about where you came from?
Yeah. So I hail from the realm of Exandria, specifically Wildemount, this little town called Birlabin in the Dwendalian Empire. Little farming town, not much, but it was home.
And what family did you have?
Not much. It was a little small family. It was just me and my parents.
And then you decided to go out adventuring?
Oh, it's a long story.
I mean, we've got time.
There's steps in between. So, like I said, I grew up in a small farming village, and my family didn't have much money growing up. And I was maybe 13, 14-ish, young teen. A freeze hit our village, and I ended up having to get another job to help us stay afloat with money-wise. At this tavern that I ended up working at, I met a bard, a traveling bard. He called himself Grender. He offered to teach me viol and the magic that came with playing music. So that's how I became a bard. Can probably see my instrument with me here. I try to keep it wherever I go. But yeah, he trained me. I grew up with that, went our separate ways. A couple of years later, this is where adventuring comes in. I had gotten home from a late night at a tavern. I was again working at taverns, but this time as a musician, performing. Got home late one night after a gig and woke up the next morning to find my most prized possession stolen, which is the viol that the mentor I mentioned gave me, that Grender gave me. It was missing, so I packed up what I could and left, and I've been adventuring since.
It just disappeared. Were there any clues as to what happened to it?
Not much, unfortunately. The only thing I can think of that possibly happened was that it was taken. The thieves left behind one string. That was the only clue that was left.
No, why would they leave behind just one string?
I don't know. It was an old instrument, so my best guess is it fell off.
Oh, okay.
Made things convenient for me, though. I was able to use that string on a new viol and have that as a magic focus and not completely lose, my powers, my abilities.
And when did you discover you had these abilities? Or was it during your training with your mentor?
During my training, he had this belief that everyone could learn magic, even if they're not innately born with it, like some people. In this case, he showed me how to manipulate it through music and sound. So it was through the training.
So it sounds like his theory was correct.
For sure, at least as far as I know.
And are you looking for this viol yourself, or do you have some company?
First, I was looking for it by myself, but eventually met some company. It's actually kind of how I came to know the party I know today, if you all would be interested in hearing about them.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Wild bunch. Let's see. There's Volta. They're a drow sorcerer, one of the people I mentioned that was born with innate magical powers. There's Lazuli, or we just called her Laz, though. She's a paladin, Air Genasi. Let's see. Yorlith, she's probably one of the party members I'm closest to. We see each other as sisters, you see. Obviously not biological, but that's kind of what our friendship is. We see each other as sisters. There's also Daryl, our human fighter kind of tank. Karina is Laz's girlfriend. She's an elven warlock. And, of course, save the best for last, I guess. Speaking of partners, my own boyfriend is Thamak. He's a dwarven wizard. Quite the goofy bunch we have.
Sounds like it. Did you meet your boyfriend with the party? Or did he come adventuring with you?
We began adventuring together before most of the other, or the rest of the current party. We did have some friends before meeting specifically Yorlith and Volta. But in terms of the original party, it was those of us that are left are myself, my boyfriend, and Laz. So yeah, I guess to answer your question, very roundabout way to say I met him early in my adventuring career.
I mean, that's one way to spark a romance.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, at least I didn't think of it at first, but just put it this way. Some old friends that are no longer with us on our realm of existence show me that romance was possible, even with the crazy adventures we go on.
And what are some of those crazy adventures?
Well, most recently, we just got back to civilization from going on a series of 3 quests. That started off with an adventure into this old ancient city. The city where apparently Mordrin, the god of crafts and forgery in my realm, he had lived there before the divergence, before the gods left the material plane, apparently. Very fascinating to learn. But anyway, I digress. We traveled there and explored that area, which is quite neat. The next part of the trio was a bandit encampment, but not necessarily a normal one. No, no, no. It was ridden with magic anomalies. Not quite sure what school, but it almost seemed like it was divided into a pie of sorts is the best analogy I can explain. You see, there were different...
A pie?
Not literally. There were different sections that had different magical traps of sorts. Like, there was one section where you could get hasted or slow down. There was another that where you can end up in, like, giant water bubbles. It's a long story. Just little magic traps like that in specific sections. So, like slices of a pie, if that makes any sense.
Delicious in their own way.
I wouldn't have counted it as delicious, but I guess that's one way to put it. Anyway, the last of the trio of adventures that we've had recently was to a town that... This is going to sound funny to a couple of dragons, but we investigated a town that had a dragon cult. Turns out that this dragon really didn't want anything to do with that. He was just there. And by the end of the venture, we come to find out that he was Volta's dad. See, they're a draconic bloodline sorcerer, and that's where they got their draconic sorcery powers, as a drow.
Wait, the dragon didn't want anything to do with the cult?
Yes, apparently. He just wanted to live his peaceful life, I suppose. I don't really know the details, but that's kind of the vibe I got.
Well, I don't mind if people start a cult to worship me.
Well, I'll have to bring that up when I get home then.
No, please don't. Please don't. No. You've already had one. You don't need another.
You've had a cult before? I mean, I guess I can't be surprised. Dragon cults seem to be not common, but if there's one creature that exists...
I mean, kobolds worshipping us doesn't really count.
We don't need him getting an ego boost.
But what was the third quest that you went on?
That was it. The dragon. It was this.
Okay.
Yeah. The City of the Forge Masters, the bandit encampment, and the dragon cult.
And did you manage to find your viol?
Not yet, unfortunately. The only lead I really have so far comes from before then. My party had visited a sort of divination sorceress or wizard, divination practitioner, and we asked her to find our respective missing objects, myself being my viol, of course. All the information I got from there was that it's on a boat in the middle of a river somewhere in the Empire.
Oh, do you know which empire?
Do you know what boat?
Just any empire. Any river, any boat.
Well, to my geographical knowledge, which is not wide, as long as it's in Wildemount, it would be the Dwendalian Empire. I don't know anything about any other continents, though.
Seems odd for it to be on a random boat. Do you think the people that took it just put it there?
Maybe. That kind of admittedly did confirm my suspicion that it was stolen. Best guess, maybe whoever did put it there for whatever reason, maybe to transport and sell somewhere, or I don't know. I don't know yet. Hope to get those answers soon, though.
So do you think this viol works as a magical focus for other people too? Or why do you think it's so valuable to them?
I'm not entirely sure outside of the fact that instruments are just valuable in general, can sell for quite a few gold. I don't think it would work for other people unless they manage to attune to it. That could be an issue.
That could be why they left it.
Why they took it, you mean?
Well, I mean, if they attuned to it and failed, they wouldn't have any use for it.
Well, it would still be an instrument.
True, true.
Yeah. Instruments can sell for a pretty copper, as they say.
Speaking of instruments, what instruments do you play?
Mainly the viol, but I can play the schwam as well, and a little bit of a wood flute, but I'm mainly a strings kind of person with the viol.
What's a schwam?
Oh, how do I explain it? It's a double reed instrument. It belongs in the family of what we would call woodwinds. You blow into these little reeds and they vibrate, and that's what produces the sound. Kind of sounds like a duck, if I'm being honest.
I don't think I've heard an instrument that sounds like a duck before.
It doesn't sound that bad if you know how to play, but I like to lean more towards my viol for obvious reasons. I sound like a duck.
So, when did you and Thonmak, was it?
Yes.
When did the two of you decide that you were right for each other?
Not quite sure. It was very recently, actually. We've been adventuring together for quite some time before then. And quite frankly, I've been, crushing on him for a long time, as they say. But until recently, I've been nervous to say anything because, dangerous adventures, don't want to get too close with someone and lose them, yada yada yada. But figure no time like the present recently when I spotted him just sitting at a tavern recently. I forget where we were at the time, but just sitting at a tavern, it was some downtime. The rest of the party had gone to sleep already, and he was finishing up some chocolate cake, and I just sat down and explained my feelings, and his response anyway started off with, "I'll think about it. I want to get to know you a little bit first." But then the server came over and asked him if he wanted any more chocolate cake for his quote-unquote girlfriend. And that idiot. Ugh. He responded to her with, "Yes, I will have some more cake for my girlfriend and me."
That's adorable.
And then you knew.
Yep. Needless to say, my cheeks have gone as red as my hair here.
That waitress was wingman for you.
Yeah, I guess in a way she was.
So this halfling mating practice, is that how you get so short?
What?
What?
When you're crushing on each other, does it like squeeze?
I'm going to crush you next.
You said that you were crushing on him.
He's terrible with metaphors.
Oh, that would explain that. Yeah, no, it's not literally crushing in that way. Crushing just means, you wouldn't happen to know what pining means, would you?
when you take a pine tree and whack someone with it.
Okay, that would be a no. Would you really, really like someone and want to be boyfriend, girlfriend, partner with them, but you haven't said your feelings yet? That's what crushing is, and pining in all those terms. It's not literal. We're just a short race, halflings.
Okay.
You deserve all the head pats.
Thanks.
I see that you have a tattoo. Is that symbolic in somehow?
Oh, this? Yeah. It's actually symbolic to my deity. You see, recently I've kind of stepped out of being just a bard and dipped my toe into the world of being a cleric. I reached out to the Raven Queen, my realm's matron of death and ravens, and winter too. I reached out to her for some help protecting my party, my friends, and she agreed to help, gave me clerical powers, and this tattoo is sort of a representation of that. It's the cleric version of my veal, I guess. Kind of tap into that whenever I want to use those abilities.
And the Raven Queen didn't ask for anything in return? Or just to praise them?
She didn't ask for anything in return, per se. It was more so of a promise. She made me promise that when she deems it necessary, when she deems it time for someone to pass on to the afterlife, that I wouldn't interfere with it and their destiny. I wouldn't try to stop it, regardless of who it was. Basically, when she says, time's up, time's up. That's a promise I made, and she agreed to help with that.
So even if one of your friends or party members is about to die, if the Raven Queen tells you to let them die, you have to let them.
Per the terms of our agreement, yeah, it's going to be hard. I'm sure she knows that, but yeah.
Oh, that just seems getting to too many sticky situations.
Yeah, it makes sense when I have stopped to think about it. Raven Queen, one of her main tenets, I guess, one of the big parts of the belief system, is the belief in the natural cycle of life and death. I don't mean to get all deep here, but it's not up to mortals to determine when someone's time is and isn't. And it'll be hard if it comes down to that, but I'd like to hope that the gods will be kind enough where that won't be the case. Not for a while, anyway.
Yeah, we can all hope.
Have you had any situations that have come close to that?
No, I take that back. We did. How could I have forgotten about that? There was one point. It was early in the adventures, actually. We were fighting this creature that I can best describe as... It wasn't a demon, not someone from, like, the Nine Hells or something like that. A shadow monster. A shadow monster that called itself the Puppet Master. We engaged in a battle with it, and the people that it had under its control within this town. See, it was called the Puppet Master because it can mind control people. Called its conduits. We engaged in a battle with it and its conduits, and that nearly ended in all of us getting wiped out. Fortunately, Thamak had this ability to fix it. He had this ability to rewind time, for lack of a better description.
Ah, just like someone editing an episode.
Fourth wall.
Anyway, are you still adventuring with your party?
Yeah, we're taking a bit of a break right now. Like I said earlier, we just got back to civilization, specifically the capital city of the Dwendalian Empire, Kovrak Central. We just got back and are having some downtime now, but we're getting ready to go back out adventuring.
And what would you say has been one of your favorite adventures so far?
That's a good question. Probably of the ones I haven't mentioned yet. In general, I really found the City of the Forge Masters interesting. That was the one where we explored Mordred's old city that I mentioned before. Of the ones I haven't mentioned yet, there's this early one. It wasn't so much a quest as a side quest, I guess, if you will. The divination mage that I talked about earlier, see, their orb had gone missing, and they asked us to help them find it. Turns out it was also taken, kind of like my veal, but not by the same people, I don't think. We found it and returned it, and that's how we were able to get visions of our missing things, at least for free. It was their payment to us of returning their missing orb.
Oh, okay. So your world has a lot of problems with thieves stealing instruments and orbs and stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely seems to be a trend.
Was that your first quest so that you all could find your items?
Yeah, it was one of the first, but I wouldn't say the first. Our first was actually the region that this tavern was in, called the Drunken Dragon, was facing a lot of goblin raids. We were asked to scout out a goblin camp, and that was our first quest way back.
Oh. And how'd that go? It doesn't sound like it went too well.
Oh, boy. No, it didn't go terrible, but it didn't go the way it was supposed to either.
That sounds like a tale to tell.
Oh, boy, is it a tale to tell. So we were asked by the barkeep of the Drunken Dragon to only scout out, mind you, this goblin camp. We were supposed to basically get a count, see what was going on. Basically, we weren't allowed to go in and raid it or anything like that. We ended up going in and raiding it on the idea of our old, no longer with us fighter, Asia. Could I have said no? Yes. Did I? No. So that's why I chuckled at the mention of that quest.
Boy, the fighter sounds like a riot.
She was quite a riot.
What happened to her?
During the Puppet Master quest, she was taken by the Puppet Master. Don't know what happened from there, but it is what it is. Adventuring gets dangerous, and that's what happened. But she was a riot, like you said before. Bit impulsive, if you will. Not that it was a bad thing. Except until it got us in trouble for raiding a goblin camp. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Any idea where she might be? Or where the Puppet Master might be in that case?
Well, we defeated the Puppet Master, so I'm hoping whatever monster spawn goes once it's defeated. As for Asia, though, unfortunately, I believe she's in the next life as well. Like I said, that was a rough quest for us, for a multitude of reasons.
So sorry to hear that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So these orbs that you mentioned, what was the significance of them?
Oh, well, I already mentioned the Luxara's orb. They would just use it to see into it. But that is different from the main quest I realized I haven't mentioned yet that we've been doing was finding these orbs or these keys of sorts. They're keys to something called the Labyrinthine Caverns, which I guess according to Laz in her research, hold the ley lines, the natural magic of our realm. Sort of kind of a nexus point of sorts. Don't really know too much significance other than that. Of course, with them being as important as they are, there has to be a villain trying to go after them. So that's what we're doing, is trying to stop him from gathering the orbs, gathering these keys, get them before he does, and get access to the caverns before he does.
Oh, okay.
And what do you believe is in there?
I'm not entirely sure, to be honest, not other than the magical energy, the ley lines I mentioned. My best guess is that he wants this villain, Alaken is his name. My best guess is he would want access for the power, for the pure magical power to make him stronger. Why, I'm not sure. And I'm not sure if there's anything in there other than that, to answer your question. But who knows? Only time will tell.
So what do you plan on doing after you're done adventuring?
I think it'd be nice to settle down. I would have to talk with Thamic about this, of course. But I think it'd be nice to settle maybe in Rex Centrum. For one, it's a big city, so a lot of resources there. We can live relatively comfortable lives. Two, there's a school there, a magic academy called the Sultris Academy. I think it'd be cool to teach there someday when I'm done adventuring. And who knows, maybe Thamac, being the wizard he is, can do so as well if he so chooses.
Would you continue to play instruments in the taverns? Or would you be teaching music?
Primarily teaching music, but maybe as a side gig it'd be cool to occasionally play in taverns. And maybe above all that also offer my services as a cleric. I don't know, it sounds like a lot, but we'll see.
Well, in that case, we might need to invite you to the next tavern event. Could play some instruments, get some people dancing.
Next tavern event?
Yeah, we have them upon occasion.
I would be honored to play for you guys and any of your fellow patrons.
Well, we would love to have you. But until then, have a good awakening. Take your time.
Yeah, sorry. No, out of character. It's like, there's so much. Oh, that's a good question.
Do you want to give your top 3 or down?
Or just your top 15?
Top 15.
Top 15, number 5.
Oh, man.
We can do a clickbaity YouTube thumbnail where it's like, Briola's top 15 adventures.
Number 3, you won't believe.
Oh my god.